proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We conclude our look at Daniel chapter number 7 by first summarizing the earlier visions Daniel beheld. At first, he saw four predatory beasts representing four coming great Gentile empires. Daniel also had a vision of the Ancient of Days destroying these empires, and one like unto the Son of Man approaching the Ancient of Days and receiving kingdoms. The visions that Daniel beheld unnerved him. As a godly Jew, he would have looked for the coming of the Messiah, one who would establish a kingdom consisting of peace and prosperity. According to the contents of these visions in Daniel chapter 7, though, it appeared as though an extensive period of Gentile domination would occur before that anticipated event took place. Daniel asked one of the people that stood by for the interpretation of his vision. The latter being responded that the beasts depicted kings who would arise from out of the earth. The 10 horns on the fourth beast represented 10 kings. A monarch would arise after them, one who, in Daniel's terms, quote, made war with the saints and prevailed against them, unquote. Again, this statement corresponds with what we read about the beast of the end times, as described in the 13th chapter of Revelation. The fourth beast differed significantly from the others. Unlike its predecessors, the Roman Empire had a unique form of government, combining the utmost absolutism with its emperors, with the forms of a republic, consuls, tribunes, a senate, etc. Indeed, in theory, the unelected Roman Senate was the supreme authority in the Roman government. However, the prophetic references talk about the revived Roman Empire, coming from the territories that comprised the previous one. The 10 kings and the little horn described in Daniel will come from this union. In the 17th chapter of Revelation, John beheld a woman who rode on a beast similar to this fourth beast described in Daniel chapter 7. The woman John saw had a name written on her forehead, quote, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, unquote. Such a title implied that a religion modeled after the one practiced in ancient Babylon would provide the unifying background for this latter-day empire. In Daniel chapter 7, the prophet received assurance that, quote, The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever, unquote. These saints will include all believers from Pentecost up to the rapture. But the group will also contain those individuals who, during the tribulation, testified on behalf of Jesus Christ and the Word of God and lost their heads for it. When the saints take their places as rulers in God's kingdom, that act will fulfill the expectations expressed in relationship to Jesus Christ, expectations contained in the 5th chapter of Revelation. There we come across the quote, quote, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Unquote. When Jesus Christ returns the second time, he will have 10,000s of his saints with him, and will lead them unto victory. Returning to Daniel chapter 7, that prophet noted that, quote, As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. God had granted Daniel a panoramic vision for the future and would continue to do so throughout the book of Daniel. We will learn about this in later sessions. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.